Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
I'm a-coming. I'm not on roller skates, you know. Hello? Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Who? Barber's Radio Shop? You have what fixed? You have Ray my Magic Radio fixed? What? I can't believe it! At last! Yes, Mr. Barber. I'll be here at the hobby shop. You can bring him right over. Goodbye. Well, if that don't beat all, Ray, my magic radio is coming home today. I can't believe it.
Hi, Grandpappy. I've got a radio for you from Barber's Radio Shop.
Put him right here on the shelf. There. He looks right at home up there on the shelf. Here, I'll plug him in. Now, let's see. I'll turn him on.
Hello, Grandpappy. It's sure good to be home.
And it's good to have you back here where you belong, Ray. He sounds just like he always did.
I know. Mr. Barber worked and worked. It took a long time, but everything's back together again. I've got to make some more deliveries, Grandpappy. I guess I'd better be going.
Thanks for bringing back my magic radio. Tell Mr. Barber to send me the bill. I'll be a knock-kneed table. My magic radio is back.
You have built me a new shelf. I like it.
You won't be falling to the floor and breaking anymore. I bolted the shelf to the wall.
Say, it looks like you've been cleaning up the hobby shop.
I have, Ray. I like to have things nice and clean. Look, Ray. Here comes Miss Worthington from over at the town library. Oh, hi, Miss Worthington.
Hi, Grandpappy. I saw the truck from Barber's Radio Shop drive away. I just had to come over and... Ray, you're back.
Hi, Miss Worthington. How are things at the library?
Ray sounds just like he always did. Don't you think so, Miss Worthington?
He certainly does. To answer your question about the library, we are in the middle of our March cleanup, fix-up time.
Cleanup? Fix up? Well, I guess it's that time of year. It's only a few days until spring, and everyone wants to clean and paint.
I've been going to paint, too. I like to fix things up.
Cleanliness is important to our health. Not only should we clean and fix things, our bodies and clothes should be kept clean, too.
Well, that's right. Everyone should know the rules about cleanliness.
Rules about cleanliness? Sounds like something for me to write down in my notebook. Here, let me get it. It's over here on my workbench. Now then, let me have those rules.
They are really just simple things to remember, Grandpappy. One thing would be to always wash hands before eating.
That's a good one. Let me adjust my glasses. Yeah, now, here, I'm ready to write. Always wash hands before eating. There, what's next?
Well, how about brush teeth after eating?
Oh, I like that one, too. Brush teeth after eating.
One rule that is very important for good health is hands should always be washed after going to the bathroom.
Mercy, yes. Hands should be washed after going to the bathroom.
Say, I used to broadcast a program about cleanliness. Would you like to hear it?
Cleanliness? I would say I would.
I'd like to hear it, too.
All right, let me take a moment to search my memory. There, I have it. Let's listen.
A person needs to be clean. Every person needs to keep himself or herself clean because germs that cause disease and sickness can grow in dirt. Dirt also clogs the openings in the skin and can keep it from getting air. Taking a bath can be lots of fun. While you are soaking your body in the warm, soapy water, you can play with your toys or wash yourself clean with a washcloth. Some people like to take baths, while others like to get clean in a shower. Every person needs to wash his or her entire body every day because the dirt that contains germs and clogs the openings in the skin needs to be washed away. Every person needs to wash his or her hair regularly because dirt from the hair can get in a person's eyes and ears and cause infections. You should be clean when you eat food. Every person needs to wash his or her hands before eating food because dirt with germs can come off your hands onto the food. When you eat the food, the germs get inside the body and can cause disease and sickness. Now, let's brush those teeth. Every person needs to brush his or her teeth after eating food because food particles that are left on the teeth can cause the teeth to decay. Decayed teeth cannot cut, tear, and grind food for the body like they are supposed to do. Also, germs from decayed teeth may spread disease throughout the body. You have a wonderful body. It's up to you to keep it alive and well by keeping it clean.
By grannies, that sure was an interesting story, Ray. I never realized how important it was to keep your body clean.
I liked that story because it mentioned taking a shower or bath, washing your hair, having clean hands when you eat, and brushing your teeth. Those are all important things to do for cleanliness.
Well, keeping yourself clean is important, Miss Worthington. But there are some other things to remember about cleanliness.
Other things? What do you mean, Ray?
Well, you better get your notebook out again, Grandpappy. You'll want to remember some of these things, too.
All right, here. I'm ready to write. Fire away.
All right. Learn how to use the drinking fountain. Always drink from the water stream. Never put your mouth on the metal part.
Drink from water stream. What's the other part, Ray?
Well, never put your mouth on the metal part.
Oh, yes, yes. Never put your mouth on the metal part.
That's a good one to remember.
Drinking from the water stream is the proper way to get a drink from a fountain.
People should always wash their hands after they have gone to the bathroom, Public toilets and school washrooms are places where germs may be found.
I always wash my hands whenever I get them dirty.
That's a good habit, Grandpappy. What's the matter, Grandpappy?
Grandpappy's going to sneeze.
It must be the dust. Quick, hand me that box of tissues.
You must be getting a cold.
No, I just dusted the hobby shop before you came in. I guess the dust is tickling my nose.
Well, you have another good habit, Grandpappy. You covered your sneeze with a tissue. People should always carry a tissue or a handkerchief.
Oh, that's right, Miss Worthington. And people should cover their mouth when coughing or sneezing.
Now, hey, let me write that down in my notebook. Cover mouth when coughing or sneezing.
You know, your sneezing reminded me of a song I used to know. It was all about sneezing.
A song about sneezing? I sure would like to hear it, Ray.
And so would I.
All right. The song tells you what happens if you sneeze. For example, if you sneeze on Monday, you sneeze for danger. If you sneeze on Tuesday, you may kiss a stranger.
My goodness, that sounds like a funny song.
Yeah, well, what happens if you sneeze on Wednesday? Today's Wednesday.
Well, if you sneeze on Wednesday, you might get a letter.
A letter? Now, who in tarnation would be sending me a letter? Maybe I'd better think about paying my taxes.
Ah, here it is. I think you'll like this song, Grandpappy.
If you catch on Monday, you catch for danger. On Tuesday, kiss a stranger. On Wednesday, for a letter. On Thursday, something better. On Friday, for sorrow. On Saturday, joy for tomorrow. But don't sneeze on Sunday, your nose will be red. Just wait one more day, sneeze on Monday instead.
My doggies, that sure was a funny song. It sure is good to have you back. If you sneeze on Monday,
you sneeze for danger.
And if you sneeze on Tuesday,
kiss a stranger.
Sneeze on Wednesday for a letter.
Sneeze on Thursday, something better.
Sneeze on Friday, you'll have sorrow.
What's the part about sneezing on Saturday?
You'll have joy for tomorrow. But don't sneeze on Sunday. Your nose will be red. Just wait one more day. Sneeze on Monday instead.
I sure will try to remember that song. Now, who in their right mind would believe such a foolish song as that? Imagine, sneeze on Wednesday for a letter.
Oh, don't look now, Grandpappy. Here comes Cedric the mailman.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Miss Worthington.
Got a letter for you, Grandpappy.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.